My name is Dwight Robb. My role with the university is as an extension specialist, but my chief role is as the chief executive officer of the Illinois Farm Business Farm Management Association.
Dwight, your group came out with a recent report on the machinery capital and some investment trends that we've seen from farm size and equipment invested on the farm. Can you share a little bit more about that report?
Well, that's an annual report that we do that looks at the average machinery complement in terms of its value, not in terms of how many pieces of equipment are out there, but more in terms of its value, total value, and then machinery value per acre gives those operating in production agriculture an idea of how maybe to benchmark where their operation might be in terms of machinery value and machinery value per acre. Our field staff, we have 60 field staff across the state, and as they counsel with the folks that they work with, it gives them a good idea to be able to benchmark things.
And as far as some of the results, looking back at the last year, Dwight, what were some of their findings?
The findings are what you might think might be typical. When you think of total machinery value, if you look at that curve, if you will, it does increase. So we see the typical, the more acres that you run that machinery over, the more that curve flattens out. So it goes up in terms of machinery value it goes down in terms of machinery value per acre, but does kind of flatten out a little bit, and you get to a point where big is big, and a complement of machinery in terms of machinery value per acre kind of gets to a bottom. In terms of total machinery value, that goes up in terms of as we farm more acres, that total machinery value increases. But that too gets to a point where machinery gets to be of a certain size where you might have two smaller machines instead of one bigger machine. So it does get to a point where it flattens out as well.
Now, is there a range in which the size of the farm or the investment in machinery per farm is kind of centered around?
Could be. I think probably what more has a factor or has had a factor in that recent work that we published is the recent good period of earnings that we've had in production agriculture, and that coupled along with some tax incentives that the IRS has provided to us in terms of bonus depreciation and the IRS code section 179 expense election. So we've had good earnings, and then we've had easy access to IRS provisions that let us write some of that machinery off to help keep tax liabilities down. And those things working together, I think, have got us to the point in time where we are right now.
At the end of the year, if farmers are making some machinery and equipment decisions, whether they want to trade something in, buy some used or new equipment, how is this information helpful in that process?
Well, I think it helps a little bit in terms of being able to benchmark. So you got to look at this graph and kind of benchmark, but you also have to look at your own accrual income statement or your projected accrual income statement that you could put together right now and look at where earnings are for you on the farm to know, can I afford to trade a piece of new machinery? I might have a capital budget. That capital budget might tell me that 2015 or 2016 is the time that I'm going to trade planters or whatever piece of equipment you might have. But if my earnings don't dictate that I can make the down payment or pay cash or finance that, my earnings might dictate that I need to hang on to that piece of equipment for a little bit longer until I can make sure that I can cash flow the purchase of that new piece of equipment.
Well, a lot of this information is centered around crop farmers. Do you know if there is a difference between what livestock farmers versus a full-time crop farmer have been able to do with some of their equipment?
Nicole, that'd be an interesting piece of work to do. We have not done that. We typically look at just our grain farms here in Illinois.
And as you look at equipment trends, Dwight, across the U.S., sales are down, numbers of equipment on lots are increasing. Any other insight as to some of the things that farmers might be seeing on their own farm to what's happening in the retail machinery market?
Well, I think there are many of us who are involved in production agriculture or like our FBFM field staff assisting those that are in production agriculture. We're waiting very hopefully. Here it is November the 27th already, and we don't have good guidance from the government yet in terms of will we have bonus depreciation and will we have an increased amount for our 179 expense election. So we're waiting for some of those kind of things to find out what we might do this year. And at the same time, like I mentioned previously, looking at accrual net farm income for this year to make sure that we've got the earnings that can support some of those purchases.
And once a decision has been made on some of those tax incentives, how could that change things for farmers at the end of the year?
Oh, it might spur a few people on to make a machinery, to make a trade, to purchase machinery, maybe that they've had their eye on already. Unfortunately, we faced this a year ago when we got approval for increased expense elections from Congress very late in the year. Sometimes I'm not sure how much it spurs on at the end of the year. I know there's some of that, but it remains to be seen.
And Dwight, thank you so much for the update today. Any last advice for farmers or comments on some of the trends you're seeing?
Oh, I think last comments would be trends that we might see, I think, are going to be based on earnings and just making sure that we can support the machinery purchases that we're making.